Later today, a bill will be filed on Beacon Hill that promises to transform virtually every aspect of energy use in Massachusetts and much of the state's economy. Joining us to discuss the proposal is WBUR reporter Bruce Gellerman. Good morning, Bruce.
Hi, Deb.
So why is this legislation a big deal?
Well, it's a big bill. I think some of the pages long. It's got enormous ambitions. I counted about 60 proposals. It's basically a wish list of climate and clean energy activists. The members of the Global and Climate Change Committee went around the state on what they called a clean energy future tour. And Senator Mark Pacheco, who heads up the committee, spoke to me.
I believe we are on the verge of a sustainability revolution, similar to the Industrial Revolution.
That seems pretty dramatic, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Pacheco says that its aspirational goal of the bill is to make the state run on 100% clean energy by 2050.
But don't we already have regulations that steer us this way?
Yeah, there's the Global Warming Solutions Act that was passed about a dozen years ago, but that can only put us at about 80% clean energy by mid-century. Pacheco says we're running out of time.
Well, we are going to transition away from fossil fuels in a way that will help us in terms of improving our public health, lowering greenhouse gas emissions, but as importantly, we will be creating thousands and thousands of more green energy jobs here in the Commonwealth.
So, Bruce, specifically, what are some of the things in the bill?
Well, one proposal would lift the cap on what's called net metering, so you could generate electricity from solar on your roof and sell all of it back to the grid. Right now, there's a limit. It would dramatically boost the amount of offshore wind that's generated and encourage clean fuels for vehicles and electric charging stations and empower communities to block the construction of natural gas pipelines. But the biggie, the big kahuna, is a fee on carbon emissions.
And that's charging people for the amount of carbon that they put in the air.
Yeah, that's right. Basically, it encouraged people to reduce their carbon footprint by setting a fee on fossil fuels across the board through all sectors of the economy.
Now, that's been proposed before, and it's considered pretty controversial.
No, that's because people in rural areas and the poor would wind up paying a disproportionate amount, a lot more. So previous proposals have tried to refund that money that they would pay as a cost of using carbon fuels at the end of the year. But as you say, it's very controversial. So Pacheco says he's trying a different tack this time.
We don't pick what the strategy is, but we do require the administration, I believe it's by 2020, to implement a strategy.
So essentially, Bruce Pacheco wants to leave it to the governor to decide what to do.
That's right. He's handing it to the executive office.
So what about opposition and the prospects of this passing?
Well, Deb, as you can imagine, there's already stiff opposition from business and fossil fuel groups. The regional grid operator, the ISO New England, says we need more natural gas. We need more natural gas pipeline. And even in the House, where members really are supportive of a carbon fee and clean energy, there's pushback because they don't like the fact that this bill is coming out of just a Senate committee and not both houses, as is typical. So the bill has a long road to hoe. As I say, it's aspirational, but it does set out a specific roadmap for the Commonwealth's clean energy future.
All right. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome, Deb.